And thank you to those who came yesterday to attend
all the classes.
And thank you to the media team always for always being professional and giving us, you know, something that is of a good quality and always seeking to improve.
Amen.
I hope I give a little sip. Muruti ko madidi.
Muruti is at my didi.
We are working at rebuilding the church. So make time to visit. Go madidi. It's very nice to drive there. Okay. Muruti has been teaching us about honoring the Lord.
Muruti unzari ruta ka khotlotla modimo.
Okay. And I'm going to teach about honoring the Lord with your fruitfulness.
Na ke tlile go ruta ka go tlotla modimo ka dikungo tsa gago.
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28.
Genesis 1 tlhatimana 28.
The word of God says, then God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Hallelujah.
Ere modimo wa batshegofatsa wa baraya wa re atang lentsi fale letlale ka lefatshe lo le laole lo buse ditlhapitsa le watle le dinonyane tsa legodimo le diphiditso tletse digagabang fafatshe. Amen.
Tell the one sitting next to you, be fruitful and multiply.
Bulela fo thukogagago ere ata ontsi fale.
And welcome to everyone that is joining us via the media.
Ramogela le botlhe ba ba leng on Facebook le YouTube.
Yeah, remember to share, like, and, you know, comment as well. We appreciate you.
Lisikela lebala go abelana le bethe share button ra le itumela.
So from the beginning,
go simolla go tshimologong,
the Lord has commanded us to be fruitful.
Modimo o re laotsa gore re ungwe.
You know that if you are barren,
wa itse gore ga wena o santse maungo,
in the issues of spirituality,
mo maemong a semoa,
it doesn't bless the Lord. Because if you have less, even that one thing that you have will be taken away from you. If you are not using the principles of spiritual development. Okay, also the second scripture that I want us to look at and pay attention to.
Luke 4, verse 4. Luke
4:4. I'm reading in NK, New King James Version. But Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
Jesu amu araba are go kwadile gatwe motho ganke a phela ka sengkhwefela me o phela ka lefoko lengwe le lengwe la modimo.
And people look at some of you prosper.
Batho ba bang ba le lebella lona le atlega.
Tell them it's not the salary.
Ba bolelle gore a se mogolo wa gago.
It's not the wages.
Ga se mogolo.
It's not the hustle.
Ga se ho hasela.
I live by the word of God.
Amen.
Just as the fish cannot survive outside the water, you also cannot survive except you live by the word of God. And if you want to be successful as a child of God, there has to be partnership between the word and the spirit. Moya o halalelang.
Moya o halalelang.
Because the body without the spirit is dead.
Ka ntle ya gore mmeli ka ntle ga moya o sule.
So God has designed me and you to live by every word that comes out of his mouth.
Modimo o re tloletse nna le wena gore re phele ka lefoko le letswang mo molomong wa gagwe.
We are still talking about honoring the Lord with your fruitfulness.
Re sentse ne re bua ka go tlotla Modimo ka dikungo tsa gago.
And another scripture that I want us to look at is found in Acts 20:32.
Lekwalo le leng ke ditiro 20 timana ya bo 22.
It reads as follows. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. The word of God is able. And God says, I am able. So, if God is able to work through you by his word, and you remain connected to him, and you abide in his love, nothing will be impossible for you. Because this is not just any word. We do have people that are good orators. We have people that are motivational speakers. But what we are talking about this morning is the word of grace. Jesus says he came with truth and grace. And this grace is a blessing. This grace is an enablement. Please lower the sound. It's too loud. So God wants us to live by the word. And we are going to read John 15 in the NLT version. And then later on we are going to read Matthew 13 in the New King James Version. If you have a Bible, read with the person sitting next to you, or if they beam it on the screen, you are please pay attention so that Satan does not steal this word today. You know Satan is a thief.
Amen.
I am the true grapevine, and my father is the gardener. He cuts. I'm just going to read all of it because it's a bit long. Ne? Thank okay. you. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do not bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. Your joy will overflow. Tell your neighbor, your joy will overflow. Prophesy over somebody. Your joy will overflow. Your joy will overflow. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the one who pours his joy into you. So that the fruit called joy may remain. The Holy Spirit is the one who produces these fruit of the Spirit through us. So without Jesus Christ, truly, you cannot do anything. Matthew 13 in NKJV.
Matthew 13.
We are reading from verse 3 until verse 9.
Revisa from verse 3 to verse 9.
Pay attention. Make sure if you have not heard anything today, if you don't remember songs, if you don't remember the hugs, if you don't remember the atmosphere, but you remember the word. Because the enemy is after the word. Because the word is treasure. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear."
Amen.
You can read it, Kastwana Mama Hadi.
3 to 9. Kastwani Ibuayana Eri. Fo a bua dilo tse dintsi nabo ka ditshwantsho a re retsang mojadi o kile a ya go jala ya re antse a jala ditlhaka dingwe tsa wela mo tseleng medinonyane tsatla di a dija peo e nngwe yona ya wela mo lekgwaraneng fa go senang mmu o montsi teng tsa okofa tsa tlhatswa ke letsatsi ka disene mmu o boteng ya re letsatsi le sena go tlhaba tsa swaba mme ya re ka medi e tlhokang boteng tsa omelela tse dingwe tsa wela mo mmitlweng mme mmitlwa ya gola ya di hupetsa tse dingwe tsa wela mo mmung o siameng tsa ungwa tse dingwe ga lekgolo tse dingwe ga 60 tse dingwe ga 30 yo nang le tsebe a utlwe. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God is a faithful God.
Modimo ke modimo tshepagetseng.
He does not just start teaching us about dilo tse spiritual that are very high level.
Ga simolle ka go ruta ka gore ruta dilo tse ileng gore re ka se kgone go di fitlhelela.
It's first the natural.
O simolla ka tse di motlhagong.
Then the spiritual.
Abo aya kotsa semowa.
I'm sure every one of you have handled seed before.
Ke ane tefatsa gore mongwe le mongwe wa lona o kile a tshwara peo pele.
Whether it's a seed of a butternut.
Ili e peo ya butternut.
Whether it's a seed of a tomato.
Kapo ili ya tamati.
Whether it's a seed of a spinach.
Kapa ya spinach.
Coriander.
Coriander.
What you must know about seed is that it needs to fall on fertile ground. And the way the soil has been prepared to receive the seed. When the seed starts to grow, it has to be firstly deeply rooted. And the roots of this plant must go down. So that this plant is able to stand. The seed, the plant. Because when it is able to stand, because of its deep rootedness, it can withhold even the harsh conditions of the environment. So your heart is that soil. It must be prepared to receive the word. Because the word of God is like seed. It has to fall on fertile ground. And the more you meditate on the word, this word becomes deeply rooted. And you don't just speak that which you do not believe. You speak the word which you have come to understand. You speak the word that you have engaged. You speak the word upon which you have meditated. Tell your neighbor you are good ground. Tell the other one, be fruitful and multiply. What are we saying? We are reminding ourselves of the very words that the Lord spoke over us. So when you look at the parallel of John 15 and Matthew
13,
we see that it is in the agricultural context. And there's a lot of similarities between these two scriptures. In Matthew 15, they speak about the vine, the branch, and the fruit. And also pruning. To circumcise. You know, to cut off khotlokotla. So it also speaks about the farmer. When you go to Matthew 13, same agricultural context. So this means the Lord wants us to pay attention to natural things so that we can apply this to spiritual things. Matthew 13 says there was a sower. There's seed, there's earth, there's soil. There's birds, the sun, and root. Thorns and good ground. And it also talks about the crop that yielded. So when we look at Matthew chapter
13,
and there's four categories that have been mentioned. Or there's four groups of people that have been mentioned. There's a similarity here. All heard the word. And all received the word. Just like I'm preaching this morning. To somebody, they just hearing noise. But to another person, they are posturing themselves to hear what the Lord is saying through me and through the word. So the problem with everyone that has heard and everyone that has received, according to what we have read, the condition of their heart based on their cares or problems, based on their meditation, will determine the rooting and will determine the depth of the word. The Bible says be careful how you hear.
Bible e re bolella gore ela tlhoko gore wena o utlwa yang.
Be careful how you listen.
Wena ela tlhoko gore o utlwella yang.
There's no way you can be in this service today.
Ga gona gore wena o ka nna fa gompieno.
O tlile ko kerekeng.
Came to church.
Maria checking Superbet.
Ebe wena o lebella Superbet. Eish.
Or you are chatting.
Oro khotsa wena wa chata.
God has to be honored with everything.
Modimo o tshwanetse go tlotliwa ka dilo tsotlhe.
Even with our time.
Le ka nako ya rona.
Because whenever we come here.
Ka gore nako tsotlhe ga rona re tlafa.
The king is addressing his people.
Khosi yona e bua le batho ba yona.
So this is a it's a gathering of governors.
O ke kopanelo ya babusi.
Because you are a king priest.
Ka ntlha
That's why the word of the Lord is important in your life. Because a king rules by decree.
And
you must only speak the word of the Lord to change your environment. Luke 8:18 says, therefore take heed how you hear.
Luke 8:18 yona iri ela tlhoko gore wena o utlwa yang.
For whoever has
gonna ena o utlwang
has o analeng
o analeng
yes ne to him more will be given
go gontsi go tla newa.
And whoever does not have
me ena o senang
even what he seems to have will be taken from him.
Lise anaganang gore o na le sona setlile go tsewa go tswa kwa gwene.
Be careful how you hear.
Wena ela tlhoko gore o utlwa yang.
Hearing has its benefits.
Go utlwa gona le melemo ya teng.
Because the word of God is the software that is able to alter us.
Ka ntlha ya gore lefoko la Modimo ke software e leng gore e kgona gore fetola.
What does it mean to listen?
Go ra gore go utlwelela.
To listen may mean to pay attention to sound. It may also mean to hear something with thoughtful attention. To give consideration. The word of God is treasure. So as we listen, we need to hear intelligently. You heard one of the kids here said, they read John 10:10 that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So that is the intention of the enemy, even here. No one can steal anything that is worthless. So the treasure, which is the word of God in this context, just like any other treasure, we have to value it. We have to cherish it. We have to honor it. Because your reception of the word of God is determined by your environment. Who is surrounding you? At which table are you partaking? What kind of fellowships are you in? Because that will determine the reception of the word of God. But most importantly, what is the condition of your heart? Do you know how difficult it is to forgive? Because if you want to forgive by your own strength, it is so difficult. Because when people have hurt you, you always want to justify why o tshwane tso be snacks go bona.
Wena o batla go neela mabaka gore why o behave ka mokgwa wena o
Bible e re khalemela ka bogalaka envy bitterness ne.
Bible ya re khalema go bogalaka.
Ere go sego ba pelotse di itshekileng ba tla bona morena.
Gore blessed are the pure in heart because they will see God.
Yeah, so if your heart is hardened because of such things as I have mentioned, maybe you have been hurt. Maybe you have been accused wrongly.
Kapos.
Maybe people have been saying ugly things about you. Maybe you are overlooked at work.
Maybe
the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. Because out of it flow issues of life. So if your heart is hardened, even when the seed is scattered, it is going to bounce back because there is no penetration. That's why as sons and daughters of God, we have to live a repented life. We are not perfect. We also harm others. We also hurt others. And yet when it comes to us having to forgive, it's like others are not deserving of our forgiveness. And guess what? We leave that matter unattended. Intercessors.
And we make ourselves intercessors.
People that are very prayerful.
God will not answer those prayers.
Because God wants us to be family.
Because
He wants us to start there with those issues. So that we can forgive others. And He will forgive us. So even if we have been called to be prayer warriors, we must not violate any principle that the Lord has put ahead of us. So
if
you
want to shift the boundaries,
just like forgiveness, you are not going to be fruitful in all areas of your life. That's why this morning we must come before God and give Him our hearts. Search me, O God. Remove everything that is offensive. Examine my heart. And then when you receive the word of God, it doesn't clash with anything that has made your heart to be hardened. Also, the reception of your word of God is determined by meditation. I have taught before that when we say meditation, we are not referring to earlier New Age, but we are referring to biblical
meditation.
And meditation is a process. So that when you receive the word, you don't say, "You're powerful." And you are filled with happiness or just temporary joy. Give yourself some time to engage the word until you see something in it. So this message is about our hearts as the church. Let's look at the first scenario. The wayside. The Bible says birds devoured the seed. So what is the meaning of this? It means he hears the word, but he does not understand it. And the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing, and in all your getting, get understanding. And because he has no understanding, the wicked one comes to snatch away this word. And to snatch it, it means in this context to take it by force violently. So what does it mean? That which was sown in the heart is snatched away because the heart is hardened. So, receiving the word of God with a hardened heart means the word cannot penetrate. And because of that, the word has no effect. Something you have to know also about this condition is that the word must be understood before it can bear fruit.
So tshwanetseng go sitse gape ke gore o tshwanetse go tlhaloganya lefoko pele le ka ntsha maungo.
Why does the devil steal or snatch the word?
Goreng maba a utswa kgotsa a phamola lefoko?
One of his main objectives is to keep people in darkness.
Lebaka legolo ke gore ena a bie batho ba tlhole ba nne mo lefifing.
Regarding the gospel of God, or the gospel of the kingdom. You can find scripture reference in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4.
So,
the second category or the second group of people is stony places. So here the Bible says there is not much earth or soil. The plant immediately springs up. Why does it spring up? Because there is no depth of earth or soil. So when the sun goes up, the plant is scorched. So what does this mean? This person hears the word of the kingdom and immediately they receive it with joy. But the Bible says, yet he has no rooting in himself. So that is shallowness. So he endures only for a while until tribulation and persecution come. So when tribulations and persecution come because of the word, the Bible says he immediately stumbles. Why? Because he is not deeply rooted. Remember, the Bible says that the righteous shall not be moved. Standard 9, which was grade 11. So, he is stumbling, and still in the same agricultural context, the Bible says about the righteous. It says we are oaks of righteousness. And in Psalm 92, it says the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. They will be strong like a cedar in Lebanon.
Cedar.
Yeah, so what God is saying, we must go and study a cedar, we must go and study the palm tree, and just check how do they behave, so that, oh, now I know, now
Bible
I see. Because the word will be tested. The Bible says about David, not Joseph, in Psalm
105.
God caused a problem. And he had a solution for this problem. And Joseph was part of the solution of God. In Psalm
19,
okay, I'm just going to read from 16. Moreover, he called for famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They had his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. So, we will be tested because of this word that we have received. Quality assurance.
Quality assurance.
So, what happens when trials and tribulations come? So, instead of you stumbling, go to see what the word says about your situation and your circumstance. Jesus says, in the world, you will have these persecutions. You will have trials. Matthew 24. But Jesus says, you must be of good cheer. Take heart. In me, you will have peace. So, these are the benefits of being deeply rooted in him. It is good to suffer while you are in Christ than outside of him. Suffering carries a distinct anointing. So uska makala o bona o kare everything ya go tlhanogela. Rejoice.
Don't be surprised when you look at things that are not coming together.
Because God is with you in these trials, in these persecutions. He said, I will never leave you. Even when you have to go through the waters, I will be with you. He is our present help in times of need. It's not for you to divorce the word and say the word alibereki.
And say this word does not work.
People heard the word.
But
everyone received the word. But what you do with it will determine how you stand. Even against the fiery darts of the enemy. And the Bible says stand. Emma.
Stand.
Wana morena, Emma.
Child of God, stand.
I'm
not talking about that.
Emma, kolifukong la mudimu.
When I stand in the word of God.
Because it is with this word that God formed the world. It is this word that sustains the universe. It is this word that he spoke over you and said, be fruitful and multiply. If God said, let there be light, and there was light, I believe also that when he said to you, be fruitful and multiply, so It was.
Ga ke ke le foko le le dirang gore ke dumela ga modimo kile are a gonne le sedi mmile sedi la tlhagella. Ke ka mo ke dumelang gore ga re a taunti fale ke tlile go nna yalo.
He declares the end from the beginning.
O buile bokhutlo go tswa kwa tshimolong.
In order for you to see where you are going.
Gore wena o khone go bona gore o ya kae.
You need to go back into the plan of God concerning your life.
Wena o tshwanetse go boela morao ko morerong wa modimo ka bophelo ba gago.
So that you can walk in step with God.
Wena o khone go
so that you can walk in agreement with God. Because your suffering is not forever. Your suffering is for a little while. Even the son had to learn obedience through the things that he suffered. The test of your faith, it is not to disadvantage you. The test of your faith is to build your character. The testing of your faith is to put you through the fire. Not for you to be burnt beyond recognition. It is to remove the impurities. So that when God looks at you, he can see himself in you.
Amen.
Oh, mahandele krebebe suya tatare kebebe suya. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 2,
mo bukeng ya Jeremiah wa bobedi,
he speaks to the nation of Israel.
O bua le setšhaba sa Israel.
The ones he created and formed in his image and in his likeness.
Bao a ba tlhodileng mo setshwanong sa gagwe.
He looks at this alien plant.
O lebella setlharise.
A plant that has degenerated.
Setlharise leng gore se sule.
A plant that does not look like the father anymore.
Setlharise leng gore ga
he reminds them going back to where everything began. I have created you a noble vine. A vine that has value. How come you are not looking like that which I have spoken in the beginning? You have to go back there. He says, I know the plans I have for you. These plans are not with your neighbor. These plans are not with your pastor. These plans are with God. God. And you have to go back to him. And that means being intimate with God. So that he clarifies your identity. And who he said you must be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He speaks, an angel went to a woman who was barren in the book of Judges.
And then
the angel said, you will have a child. And the woman goes back to the husband and says, this is what I have received. And the man said, lena ke batla go ikutlwela self ga ditsebetsana.
Mosadi o o ya ko monneng wa gagwe ene monna wa gagwe are, I want to hear this for myself.
And the angel also appeared.
Mo a ikhela a tlhagella mo go ene.
And this is Manoah.
Eo ke Manoah.
When he listened
to
what the angel was saying,
Jose mo engela neng a se bua,
he made a prayer concerning his son to be.
Ena a rapella morwa wa gagwe o atlang.
Who is this son?
Morwa o ke mang?
Or who is this child?
Ngwana o ke mang?
Number 2.
Sa bobedi.
Who is he going to become?
Ena o tlile go nna mang?
So that I can raise him.
Gore nna ke khone go mogodisa.
According to that template.
Go ya ka morero o.
According to that blueprint.
Go ya ka blueprint eo.
So we always have to be praying even for ourselves. So that in our fruitfulness, we bear that which resembles the Father. The stony places, he receives the word with joy and he stumbles.
And
that is short-lived because they are not willing to endure tribulations and persecution. The joy he experiences
is
like dopamine.
Amen.
You know, laibona inone. It effervesces. So litabolele kilele short lived. Yo mara. There is nothing that helps you to retain this word, sustain this word. It was said about Mary that she pondered the word in her heart. Part of meditation is pondering, musing, thinking about the word. Engaging the word. So that when circumstances present themselves, in the book of John chapter 2, and they say we have no wine, because you've been pondering this word and you will know that this is the time for this word to be birthed, to be fruitful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dopamine. Matata batla ba re ba bomile ko Israel re yo mara mar buzalwana bo ke bona ho bona ha ba re retrenchitswe ha ba re khwetsegala eng. And then God wants us to stay steady, to be steadfast.
Mudimu obata gore rona re eme re tsipame.
Ah, bazalwane.
Amen.
Your character.
Similo.
Similo sa gago tshwanetse se reflecte morena.
Your character should reflect God.
And Jesus says in John 15:11.
Morena Jesu ko John 15:11 e are.
Okay. Let me say this. This joy, it is not sustained. It is not overflowing. Because it is not the joy of the Lord. John 15:11. Jesus says, you will be filled with my joy. Yes, and your joy will be full. And your fruit should remain. So your fruit must remain. You must be fruitful. You must bear more fruit. You must bear much fruit. And your fruit must remain. Please write down 1 Peter 1:8-9.
1:8-9.
The Bible speaks about inexpressible joy that we love Jesus Christ. It talks about this inexpressible joy. And this is the joy that we need to retain.
You can't even explain this joy.
Okay, third category. We are going to look at thorny places. The Bible says the thorns sprang up and they choked them. What does this mean? He hears the word of the kingdom. But the cares of this world choke the word. And also, deceitfulness of riches choke the word. And he becomes unfruitful. Unfruitful. So remember, we are still talking about honoring the Lord with our fruitfulness. What does it mean, deceitfulness of riches? La hopola, when the Lord went to the rich young ruler.
La hopola ga morena a tsamaile a ile go monna o wa mohumi wa busang.
Cut a deal with him, sell everything, come join me, you know.
Are bona ke sa dilotso tsotlhe o tsamaile nna.
Yo, a sheba Jesu, a sheba He
looked at his riches and looked at Jesus and said, yo, this one
is playing. With
these sandals,
he was not aware that he has chosen to submit under Mammon.
One asa tlhaloganye gore ena o khethile gore a tsene ka fotlase ga go rata tshelete.
You know, some people that are very rich.
Gona le batho ba ileng gore ba gomile thata.
They don't see a need of even going to church because ebile ga ba bone
botlhokwa ba gore bona ba tshwanetse go ya ko kerekeng.
Rona, some of the things we have to pray for, believe God for them, but they can just swipe, you know, those green
cards.
So mutufila ale mudimu because I can provide for myself, provide for my family, provide for my concubines and porcupines and everything in between.
Mutufila gore ena a tlhoki mudimu ka gore ena wa ikhona.
Wa ikhona.
Amen.
Yo, rona. Remetse masaledi ale like Lazarus.
We are waiting just like Lazarus.
For that which falls from the table. So why does the Bible say it is very difficult for a rich person to enter the kingdom?
Let's
stand in the gap for them. We have to, that is the nature of the church.
Okay,
here's what I want you to remember concerning the word of God. It's a maka line, so what I'm going to say is like
it's
a process. The word is preached. The word is heard. The word is believed. The word is received. The word is meditated upon. The word is understood. The word is confessed. The word is experienced. The word is mixed with faith. So we as the church, we as sons and daughters of God, we have to grow until we become the word. Until Christ is formed in us. Listen, our growth does not come as a result of things which are visible. Just like when you bury the seed in the soil, you don't know what's happening underneath. But our growth is as a result of things which are invisible, things which are not seen. Because the things that are seen are as a result of the things which are not seen. God,
Mujimu,
Jesus,
Jesu,
the Holy Spirit,
Moya Witebo,
they are not seen.
Hare khone go ba bona.
But by the word that God spoke,
me ka lefoko le Mujimu a le buile,
that which was spoken in the unseen,
le le builweng go go sa bonagaleng,
became visible.
Le tlhageletse. Amen.
Let's look at this example, Luke 6:45.
Are lebeleng Luka wa borataro timana ya bo 45.
The Bible says a good man out of the treasure of his heart.
Bible re bolalela gore monna o molemo go tswa mo pelong ya gagwe e ntsiameng e molemo.
Brings forth good.
O ntshitse dilo tse di molemo.
So what do we see here?
Re bona eng fa?
The good treasure of his heart is invisible.
Lihumo pelo ya gagwe e molemo yona e tlhageletse.
Invisible.
Ga e bonagale.
Iphitlile.
Iphitlile.
But that which he brings forth.
Metse ena a dintshang.
Re kgona go e bona.
They are visible.
Because generosity is visible.
Kantla ya gore go neela gona go a bonagala.
Kindness is visible.
Molemo wa bonagala.
Being a good person of character is visible. So the working happens with within your heart. That's why the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. Because out of it comes issues of life. Some of the things we have to remember today is how we are posturing ourselves to hear the word. There's no way you can be on social media and you want to hear the word. TikTok, that's why Lisamponi ma TikToker.
TikTok o le yona ebe o amogela lefoko
ke mo kae mo ma TikTok ke go kerekeng ma TikTok
we are in church. We are not there
because rona batho ba bagola re khone gore no next 5 days re mo yeah ke ruta muruto ndai denke algorithm
amen
ke seng gore ke the you know the real news ke algorithm whatever mamelang e tla o sala morago.
Amen.
You understand?
So,
guard your heart. Guard your heart. The Bible says, be quick to listen. And slow to speak. Why? Because if
if there's something
because
that is
of your carnal
you,
nature,
the
first thing you want to do is to say something negative. So when you guard your heart, it gives you an opportunity to hear the word within you. Because the word of God is powerful, it is alive. There's no way the word can be alive and not say something to you. Because your speech must be adorned with grace. Grace to the hearers. So posture yourself, guard your heart. Incline your ear to hear. Desire to have both natural and spiritual understanding. Meditate on the word. Go primary school, they used to teach us to recite.
So primary school ba ne ba re ruta gore rona re ready recitation.
Just like these kids came here to recite something.
Jaaka re utlwile bana ba le mo mosong ba tlile go bua tse dingwe.
Meditation is a process.
Go akanyisisa.
It did not just start this morning.
Assignment
khale baba file yon.
Khale, it's been long since
so
they received
being
the assignment.
Able to say it without looking at the
Bible.
It means they've been meditating on the word. They've been engaging the word. The word has become alive in them. Out of the goodness of their heart, their mouth speaks. And one of the main important things, as I learned from the book of John chapter
15.
In order for us to honor the Lord with our fruitfulness, remain in Christ. Because you cannot bear fruit by yourself. Allow the pruning to take place. God does not prune that which is dead. That which is dead, it's cut off and thrown into a fire. But the more he see us produce, he has to prune, cut off, and there will be more budding. There will be more blossoming. And one of the things that will help you to understand the word is to start a garden. Will preach to you, I'm telling you.
Amen.
Do you have any farmers in the house?
Amen.
How am I lang, my farmers? Maybe
like
a supplier, wait to something. How? 1, 2.
How am I? How am I?
Can't you tell if I am the tender? Please bring. God bless you. May he make you fruitful at every good work.
Amen.
Amen. Bring first fruits neko kerekeng.
Yeah.
Rirute bana even to start gardens. Go Kingdom Business School. Farmer Humotor Mita FK is here. We used to teach a module called Farming God's Way.
Wow.
Yo, I enjoyed this teaching, you guys.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's coming from my own personal devotional life, and we just want to bless you, Father, for this word. Lord, I
to have you today, and I'm sure the Lord has spoken to you. Well, let's meet again next week. Remember, 9 o'clock, we have our service in the building. 9:30, we go live. So I would like you to help me. Just like, share, subscribe, and let's get the gospel to go viral. We want Jesus Christ to really be Lord. Until next time, from me, bye-bye.